Our Club New Life Collective this month is packed. We're going to start out with Chris Williams, and he's going to share about the consequences of anger. And then next, Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer and Dr. Alice Benton address Rebecca, who struggles with moving out and letting go of a married man. Then Mark Cameron and I will answer Michael's question on the difference between life recovery and AA. Let's listen in.
What's on my mind today is an experience I had this last weekend. I coach youth baseball on both my son's teams. Mm-hmm. And my older son had a game. He's actually out for an injury, but my team just didn't play well. And they were just making uncharacteristic mistakes and just didn't have it together.
Hmm.
And it was incredibly, incredibly frustrating because the things I coach two and the things I coach four just weren't happening, mm-hmm. you know. And it made me so frustrated and so upset, you know. And I got home and I was just like so on edge. And quite honestly,
Mark is here to help you now.
Yeah, right?
I can help you
like, totally,
with that.
Yeah. I was a jerk, guys. And it's just a reminder. It was a reminder to me that, you know, despite the incredible disappointment or discouragement, there's a lot going on underneath all of that. But it was clear after reflection that human anger does not bring about the righteousness of God, as James says. The other aspect of that is like anger gets this great warning in all of Scripture, and that anger can provide the devil a foothold, mm-hmm. as we see in Ephesians. I love in Proverbs where it says, people with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. We seem to live in a culture of outrage addiction. Mm. We are addicted to anger, and it's no wonder that we're experiencing so much discontent. And if we look at the course of our own lives and the course of human history, we can see so how much damage anger has done. And so what I want to say is I typically see four things. There's more than this, but let me start here. Oftentimes, anger is referred to as a secondary emotion, and it can be, and oftentimes is. However, it is also a primary emotion. Anger's primary purpose is to key us in to a real or perceived injustice. We see that God gets angry when injustice happens, when people unfairly and unjustly are harmed. But typically in the human experience, I see it's usually due to unresolved pain. If we were people who struggle with anger, we got to look at, do we have things from our past that are continuing to cycle through us? The other thing, number two, I would say is a disappointment with life. We're carrying around this disappointment that won't be shaken. Another sense is part of that is a disappointment with ourselves or an internal sense of shame. And the last thing is unmet needs. You know, this is where we need to seek healing and support and grace and acceptance. Because, friends, anger is toxic and toxic to us first and the people around it when it's unresolved and misplaced. But, Mark, we see this all the time, right?
We do. We do, yeah. And it can be helpful when we're protecting ourselves and others, but it's harmful when we use it to attack.
That's really good.